We heard about something called oil pulling that's supposed to use coconut oil as a way to prevent cavities. Huh? So I decided to investigate for this week's Sound Medicine Checkup. The technique is called oil pulling, and since it relates to teeth, it just sounds, well, painful. But periodontist Dr. Scott Reif says it's not.
You're not pulling teeth. Actually, it's a mouth rinse.
But it's nothing like Listerine.
What the procedure involves is using about a teaspoon of any kind of natural oil, like sesame oil or sunflower or coconut oil, and then swishing it around your mouth for 20 minutes twice a day.
20 minutes of oil twice a day?
It's supposed to pull the bacteria out of the gums and the dentin tubules that are in your teeth.
Ew.
This dates back about 3,000 years. Ayurveda medicine, which is a form of ancient Hindu medicine, that's what they were using at the time. And now this form of medicine is considered more of a complementary or an alternative type of medicine. And there's just not a lot of scientific evidence that I could find. I did find some case studies that were mostly in alternative medicine journals.
Dr. Reif did find a study that involved teenagers in India who rinsed with either a mouthwash or the oils. Both methods lowered the amount of Streptococcus mutans,
which is a form of bacteria associated with dental decay. However, the mouth rinse did reduce more of the bacteria than the oil.
And both required 20 minutes of rinsing.
That's a long time. And to do that twice a day, I would be personally concerned with muscle fatigue and problems with my TMJ.
And neither involved a toothbrush, which Dr. Reif reminds is vital for a healthy mouth.
You need the mechanical action of a toothbrush to break up the bacterial biofilm that's in your mouth. Bacteria not only cause dental decay, but they cause periodontal disease, which is, you know, disease of the gum tissue and the bone that supports your teeth.
So save your sesame oil for your stir fry.
It's probably not going to hurt anything to do this, but it does not take the place of brushing and flossing. You have to remember, when this was developed, there were no toothbrushes, there was no floss, and there was no toothpaste.
Reporting for Sound Medicine, I'm Jill Dittmeyer.